Then we have temperature dependent urticaria, in which the urticarial plaques are induced in response to a temperature difference. It can be either heat cold, heat contact, or a cold contact type of urticarias. So if the skin is it comes in contact with any hot object ranging from 38 to 40, 44 degrees centigrade for 2 to 5 minutes, then it will induce the wheals within minute and it lasts for about an hour or two. Although it is the rarest form of inducible urticarias. Then we have cold contact urticaria, which is the most common among the temperature dependent urticarias, which is induced when the body comes in contact with any cold object. Usually, because it is acute in nature, so that is why the underlying pathophysiology will be IgE immune induced and type 1 hypersensitivity reaction. So, the reaction or the involvement of the systemic or the systemic manifestation or development of anaphylaxis depends upon the area which is exposed to the cold temperature. For instance, if any cold object comes in contact with the skin, then the urticaria will be induced to the localized area of skin only. But if the patient gives a history of the cold contact urticarias, then we have to warn the patient to avoid any swimming or bath in the cold water, because in such a case, anaphylaxis can be the ultimate result following the cold contact urticaria.